Hello again. Yeah, it's a good afternoon. There's always this good feeling you have when you sit in a very cool place and you know outside it's very hot. I don't know if you have that feeling. Because I say this because in my country, Kenya, we don't have air condition. But when we sit inside a building, we feel cool because Japan is humid, but Kenya is dry. So as long as you can find a shed or be inside a building, you feel like the way we are feeling here. Outside is hot, but inside is cool. So this kind of weather always gives me very good memories of my country and my childhood because we spent so much time in the village when I was a child. I just grew up in the village, and this kind of feeling was very common those days because it becomes very hot, and once you just enter your house or you find mostly under a tree shed, and you feel so cool, and it's not just on the outside. It feels the same in our hearts also, because there's so much happening outside there in the world, but when you just enter the presence of God and be with the family of God, there's just that coolness in the spirit that you experience by being in the presence of God, and that's how it feels now. So welcome again to the service, English service, and we really thank God. So many things happened this week. And last week, many people could not come to church because of the trouble that was there. And just so many things. But we are so glad because we have a reason to thank God. We have every reason to thank God. You know, I watch news. One of the things that helps me to learn more Japanese is because I watch Japanese TV a lot. From the first day I arrived in Japan, I bought a TV for the same reason of understanding what's happening around me and just learning more Japanese. So I've been watching the news this week, and of course, you know, they are mostly focusing on the cleaning up of the flooded houses and roads and many, many things. And I've just been thinking, we have so many reasons to thank God, because I watched one couple, they are in their 70-year-olds, and basically their house was just filled with water and mud, and they are now living in a, what do we call them, the emergency centers, and every day they have to go and clean up their house, and it looks so hopeless, because they are in their 70s, they are so weak, but you see them cleaning up the mud, and I just wonder how much they can achieve. And the man just says he's getting weaker and weaker every day. But he has to do it. Every morning he has to wake up from the center. He goes to clean up his house. In the evening he comes and he says he sleeps at 12 in the night. And by 3 his sleep is already over. And he's thinking of how he'll continue to clean up. And that's their life. Like, they just lost almost everything just like that. And they are Japanese. This is their home. This is their country. And things we take for granted. I live here. I didn't have any problem. Of course, I couldn't find my favorite bread in the convenience store, but that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what people went through this week. And we have every reason to thank God every day, because when you see what somebody is going through, they are not as young and strong as I am, but they have to do that. Because that's just what happened to them, and this is their country, this is their home. Some of us are just here temporary, so even if we lost things, we know we are pilgrims here. But somebody has lost, like, one lady just said, they've lived in that house like for maybe 40 years, and they've never seen this kind of flood happen before, and she was just lost for words. So we have every reason to thank God for our life here in Japan. Of course, we have challenges here and there, but when you think about somebody who just lost all their treasure, everything, and they just didn't lose. They have to clean up. They have to do something. And they are not in the comfort of their bed or their house, you know. They are commuting from that place where they cannot enjoy enough air condition or something. It's so hot. And we are in our homes. We have every reason to give thanks to God. So let's give thanks, but let's also pray for those people. We know Japan has people who are very elderly, and they have to do all this work by themselves. Of course, I appreciate some of us, even from this church. Some of my friends from this church already told me they're helping with the cleaning up in some areas, like the student who goes to the same university with me. She told me we couldn't have Bible study because she told me I'm helping to clean up somewhere. I was so touched. I haven't helped, but if you can help, please help somewhere and pray for those people. Yeah, sometimes it's through such difficult things that people find God, find the true peace and the true love of God in their lives. So we pray for them and we give thanks for ourselves every day. Like, let's not focus on the small problems we have. There are bigger problems out there that God just wants to bring to our attention so that we can be grateful to Him. Amen. So this is time for open time for testimonies and prayer requests and announcement and something you just want to share with us. Please, it's open time. You are most welcome. Even our Japanese brothers and sisters, if you have to say something, Nihongo demo daijoubu. Yeah, tabun kamisama ni kansha shitai koto ga arimashitara. Nihongo demo daijoubu. Hi, welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I just want to praise the Lord and continue with the Grace's comment about the disaster. I went to the coordinators meeting today. We take times with Jim and I. And I went today and there was the reports about what the church is doing. And they will be start volunteering from Tuesday. So if you're available and you wanted to volunteer, I have a telephone number, or you can talk to Pastor Hiroshi, but I can give you the telephone number and they'll give you all the information you need to volunteer. So that's the Smile Camp will be available for whatever use they're going to use it. So please pray that the church be used in a way that can help some people. Still hasn't have no specific plans what they're going to do, but they're probably going to use it for something. And the rest are announcements. Praises for the church. Budget is doing well and we're able to take care of things in the church. That was a praise. The pianos were taken care. And computer was bought for the deaf members, Pastor Cody Sensei. So pray for the deaf members. They're going to have a national conference in August. So please pray for that conference. And there'll be other activities like, the summer camp this Monday, 28th. And 29 in the Smile Camp. For the children, we'll have a camp in there. And I think some of the youth, they're already working, will come and give a testimony to the children about the workplace. The elder Sunday school children are coming back and testify. So it's a great a praise. And there is... there will be a memorial service on the 5th of August. So remember if you want to come. Oh, and there was another announcement. On the 26th of September, next month. August. 26th will be a lunch and a bazaar here at church from 12 o'clock. So the money will be given for a donation for the disaster. So if you please come, buy something or have lunch, and the money will go to the disaster. So that will be on the September 26th from 12 o'clock. The children will prepare the curry, and some of the members will bring some items to sell. And so if you have something that you think is a value and be able to sell it, then that will be donated to the cause. And I think we still up with the OASA. We talk about the 29. So we're not sure. Okay. We canceled the outdoor service last week for OASA. So continue praying for Stadom's ministry. And we'll see when we can go and visit them there. And I reported about the Bible studies that we want to pray for here in the English service, Kanawajima and Grace's Bible study, that the Lord help us to start those Bible studies, especially for the Filipinos. We are pretty empty there. We used to have a large congregation, Filipinos, but we want to see him back. So let's pray for Kanawajima and Mark there and the ministry there in Kanawajima. And there's so many. There's a concert today, outdoor concert for the handbell. Our handbell choir, the Mitaki Handbell Choir, will do a concert in Peace Park today. So as we probably start a service, they're going to be doing them. So let's pray for that. That be a ministry too. So let me see. Yeah, and then next week, there will be an envelope prepared for donations if you would like to donate for the disaster. They haven't done it yet, but they will be downstairs in the entrance for offering, special offering for the disaster. So next week, if you see an envelope there, it will be prepared. If you can donate anytime, and that will be given to the donations. And that's it. Yeah, for now, that's all the announcements. Yeah, and continue praying for us that whoever goes for the volunteer, that God protect us and give us energy, and we can stay harm's way. So please pray for the volunteers as we worship right now. They are cleaning up. So just reminded that. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My sister-in-law lives in Kumano, where there was a lot of damage. My sister-in-law's house was safe and protected, and her neighbors had a little bit of damage as they were near a small ditch or a creek, which overflowed. My parents-in-law live in Kude, and their neighborhood had their water shut off for a week. And we just received a message today that from yesterday, their water was turned back on. So praise the Lord. They can take a shower, do their laundry, make rice, those types of things. And praise the Lord that they were protected from the flooding and the damage. Speaking of my family, my second son, Kenzo, is playing a soccer tournament now. It's very hot today, so I'm just hoping that he's okay. And our twin babies, they had a fever a few days ago, and now they have some coughing. This morning, my daughter's fever is finished, and she's sweating now, so she's okay, but Naomi thought that it'd be better for her to stay home with the babies today. But there is a praise. We have a praise that we were able to watch the Japanese service on the YouTube. We just had it on, and we had the live stream. So, yeah, we were able to see the handbell and testimonies and the sermon. So praise the Lord that he provides a way, even for my wife, that we can have a little bit of worship, even at home in the morning. So, yeah, okay. Amen.
our daughter Amy will be baptized next Sunday. Next Sunday is the scheduled day of her baptism, so please pray for her. She still hasn't finished her testimony that she's writing out completely, but please pray that everything will go smoothly, that she'll be have the courage and the confidence to come up and go through the baptism and give her testimony to everyone. Our son, Micah, on Friday, he did something that was very surprising to us, I mean, in a good way. He made a decision and followed through. He decided to, it may sound like a very small thing, but for him it was a very big thing. He made a decision to go in the shower and take a shower, and he hasn't been able to do that. It's very, we don't understand why, but for the past 2 years, he's never, there are a few times we've persuaded him and he would step in and let the water run on him a little bit. When Art came to our house, Art was able to persuade him to take one before they went out, but on Friday he went of his own accord and he washed himself thoroughly. There's some kind of a mental block that he had or something, I don't know why exactly, but he did that on Friday, and that's a good thing, and that's one of the things that part of him moving forward in his life is to do things like that. So we just praise God for that. We pray that he'll be able to continue to do things. And, of course, we're praying that he can go to Art and Darcy's house. That hasn't come up in conversation the past week, but we're still praying that he'll be open to living with Art and Darcy. We think that would be the next big step for him. So please continue to pray for him for that. Thank you very much.